District Medical Officer Dr. Nyamka Snack-John is emphasizing the need for Vincentians to adopt healthy lifestyle habits to manage and reduce the risk of hypertension during the holiday season. Hypertension is one of the major causes of premature death before the age of 70 globally. Last year, according to the epidemiological unit, about 7,829 persons were diagnosed and living with hypertension in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. To this effect, Dr. Snack-John is urging Vincentians to be mindful of food choices during the celebrations to keep their blood pressure in check. She adds that while the Christmas season is synonymous with indulgent meals, it should not derail one's health.
Eating well supports your muscles and bones, boosts immunity, helps the digestive system, and aids in weight management. Good nutrition involves eating a variety of healthy foods. So for this season, make healthier versions of your traditional recipes by using ingredients with less fat and salt. Always opt for healthier foods most of the time. At parties and other gatherings, fill your plate with your favorite fruits and vegetables first, and then you may add small portions of those less healthy items.
Dr. Snack-John notes that by understanding the risk of hypertension and taking proactive steps, people can significantly reduce their chances of developing complications.
So there are many risk factors that can contribute to persons developing high blood pressure or hypertension. And just like in diabetes, some of these factors we can change and others we just cannot. So there is your age. As you get older, it predisposes you to developing high blood pressure. Your family history, so if you have parents or any first generation relative who has high blood pressure, again, that puts you at risk. Being obese puts you at risk. It is found that hypertension tends to be more common, more severe, and occurs earlier in persons that are Black. So we have things that most persons will know: excessive alcohol consumption, being physically inactive, insufficient sleep, so like sleeping for less than 7 hours in the night, history of gestational hypertension or preeclampsia during pregnancy.
Dr. Snack-John reminds people about the importance of sticking to their prescribed treatments. She adds that a lot of times these are lifelong medications, and following up with one's primary care doctor when adjustments are needed will help people to live the longest and best quality of life.
Some persons can actually be controlled and managed just by making these lifestyle changes. And then, of course, if your primary care provider has to prescribe medications to you, then we advise that you take them as prescribed. Not when you feel like, not when you're only having your headache. Take your medications as prescribed. Avoid sharing medications with other persons. You know, sometimes you run out of a medication and you might share it. Avoid stopping your medication abruptly, but that may not be such a great idea because you can have side effects from just stopping a medication, and also your pressure might just skyrocket and you can have certain complications from that. And also, you want to make sure you keep your doctor's appointment so that we can monitor to see whether your blood pressures are reaching your target goal and whether certain adjustments may need to be made to your medication.
District Medical Officer in the Calico Health District, Dr. Nyamka Snack-John. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.